Good morning. Today is day 8 of the Prosperity from the Inside Out class, and this is Statement of Principle number 8, my consciousness of the spirit within me as my unlimited source is the divine power to restore the years the locusts have eaten, to make all things new, to lift me up to the high road of abundant prosperity. This awareness, understanding, and knowledge of spirit appears as every visible form and experience that I could possibly desire. Let's take this very nice statement into meditation. Wherever you are, just allow your eyes to close and take that full breath in, connecting to that divine presence within you. And on the exhale, just release, relax, and let go. And continue to take some breaths in to just relax and go deeper and connect more to that inner knowing, to connect more, to become more aware of the divine presence within you. With every breath in, you go deeper and you feel more connected. And I will reread the statement. My consciousness of the spirit within me as my unlimited source is the divine power to restore the years the locusts have eaten, to make all things new, to lift me up to the high road of abundant prosperity. This awareness, understanding, and knowledge of spirit appears as every visible form and experience that I could possibly desire. A lot of words, but very good, deep sentiment in this statement. It begins, my consciousness of the spirit within me as my unlimited source. That piece right there is what we've been working on the previous 7 days, becoming aware of that divine activity within you is your very supply. Just that awareness, just that increased consciousness. So take a few moments and get into that space of my consciousness of the spirit within me as my unlimited source. Just see that energetic activity of your consciousness being the source. And just that is the divine power to restore the years the locusts have eaten. That statement to me is indicating that no matter how many years we may have placed our abundance on people on this planet to provide us, no matter how many years we've done that human thinking of abundance and prosperity, becoming aware of this consciousness of spirit within us as the unlimited source, that will wipe away all of those error thinking, as Ernest Holmes would put. Ernest Holmes would call it wrong thinking, to see it from the human perspective. So we lift up into this expansive perspective, into the very truth, the very heart of the law of abundance on this planet. We lift up into that divine consciousness as our very supply. and it will restore those years that felt so separate from God, those years that the locusts have eaten. And with that happening, then it says, to make all things new. No matter what area or areas of life that you have experienced lack in, and no matter how long it has been in that area, simply lifting up into the divine mind, unifying your thoughts with the divine mind, that it is the unlimited source, will clear all those old years of misthinking, wrong thinking, all those old years of wrong beliefs, all those old years of struggle, so that all things are made new. And it says all things. Every area of life. The final piece of that sentence, to lift me up to the high road of abundant prosperity. So all things are made new, and then you're lifted up onto the high road of abundant prosperity. We may have spent our whole life driving the low road of the human perception of abundance. But being aware, your consciousness of the spirit within you as your unlimited source takes your whole being and lifts you up and places you on that high road of abundant prosperity so that you can drive that high road, and you drive it through your thoughts, through your consciousness. Imagine that. Pick an area that has felt lack, personal, financial, health, relationship, career, material items, finances. Pick another area I didn't mention and see how your human thoughts were driving you on the low road. And then when you see that beating heart of God in that, lifting you up onto the high road as you become aware of your true source of your supply. And as you imagine that being lifted up in the high road, and you know simply by becoming more and more aware, so that your consciousness of the spirit within me as your unlimited source is the truth, is the divine power that makes all things new. The final sentence is, this awareness understanding and knowledge of spirit appears as every visible form and experience that I could possibly desire. There are three things there. This awareness, this understanding, and this knowledge of spirit. Simply by doing the daily practices, reading the abundance book, reading some book about abundance, you increase your awareness, especially in these meditations and in your own meditations, finding that heartbeat of God inside of those areas of life being the supply. Then that increases your understanding, and then that mixed with knowledge, which means training also the human mind to accept this new truth. So through those three aspects of human comprehension, this awareness, understanding, and knowledge, just working on those three is going to train the human mind and help lift up to that high road of abundant prosperity. And with that, then we see that spirit appears as every visible form and experience that I could possibly desire. It doesn't say some or most. It says spirit appears as every visible form and experience that I could possibly desire. So yes, this is about money, but also it's about that passion inside you to do what you know how to do what you do best, to do what you love to do. That awareness brings that forth too, all forms of abundance. Any visible form and experience that I could possibly desire. What a statement. Any. Any experience that I desire. Having increased awareness, understanding, and knowledge opens that channel inside of you to bring that forth into your life. Be sure to take a deep breath in to take that in. This is a powerful day. And just reset yourself to this new truth. And as you do, shift into that field of gratitude. Being grateful for those areas of life where you already experience that high road of abundant prosperity. Knowing that even those areas can become a higher road of abundant prosperity. But shift into gratitude for what you have. Remembering that when you're grateful for what you have, you have just opened up yourself to receive more of anything and all that you desire to experience on this planet. So as I prepare to complete this call, stay in that space as you can to increase that awareness, to increase your understanding, to train your human mind also, that your spirit is what appears as every visible form and experience that you could possibly desire. And when you're finished meditating, take out your journal and make some notes about your increased understanding. Make some notes about an area that you want to even improve more. And write down some things you are grateful for. And have a wonderfully blessed day.